By now you might have heard many words in praise of Johnny Cash, the great country music singer who died this week at the age of 71. But I want you to hear one more thing. 3 years ago, this program examined a single Johnny Cash song. It was one of the NPR 100, a list of the most significant songs of the last century. With the help of singer Rodney Crowell, who was Cash's son-in-law, NPR's Alice Winkler dissected that 1956 song and threw at a lot of the singer's life. Here's part of her story of I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
If you read enough articles, interviews, and liner notes, you can try to piece together the story of what inspired I Walk the Line. But Johnny Cash is a masterful storyteller, and even his good friend Kris Kristofferson has said he's half-truth, half-fiction. The humming at the start of each verse? Cash said he picked that up from Dr. Hollingsworth, a physician in his hometown who was always humming. Then there's the lyric, I keep my eyes wide open all the time, which Cash said was based on a piece of advice from a Dale Carnegie business course. And the melody line? Well, in his autobiography, Cash explains how, when he was in the Air Force in Germany, he put a tape up on his reel-to-reel recorder and heard a, quote, haunting drone full of weird chord changes, something that sounded like spooky church music. Turned out the tape was a recording of his band, the Landsberg Barbarians, but it was being played backwards. Rodney Crowell.
I had a conversation with Johnny the other day, and we were talking about when he was in the military, he was in the Air Force, and his job in the Air Force, he sat with headphones on trying to pick up, I think, German Morse code. And, you know, when Morse code's running through the headphones and he's, you know, pulling his eight-hour shift, I said, man, that sounds to me like that's where your ticky-tong, 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 ticky sound came from. And he said, it absolutely is. He said, when I first started writing songs, I was kind of keeping a little notebook and scratching things around with Morse code running through my head.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line.
When Johnny Cash came back from the Air Force, he moved to Memphis, where he worked as a door-to-door appliance salesman. He started a band with Luther Perkins and Marshall Grant, two guys from the local car dealership. They wanted to record a gospel record with Sam Phillips. He was the hottest producer in Memphis, the brains and ears of Sun Records. Cash recorded a few singles with Sam Phillips, and not long after, he went on the road, opening for 20-year-old Elvis Presley, who was already on his way to becoming, well, Elvis. And wherever Elvis went, of course, adoring girls were sure to follow. Johnny Cash was 23 and married to his first wife, Vivian Liberto. On tour, Cash met temptation, and that is what led him to write I Walk the Line. It is a proclamation of fidelity.
It's kind of a prodding to myself to play it straight, Johnny.
Cash originally played the song on the slow side.
But Sam wanted it up, you know, up-tempo, and I put paper in the strings of my guitar to get that sound, and with a bass and a lead guitar, there it was, bare and stark, that song was, when it was released, and I heard it on the radio, and I really didn't like it, and I called Sam Phillips and asked him, please not send out any more records of that song, but he said, let's give it a chance, and it was just a few days until that's all it took to take off.
You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
The song became a huge hit across the country, and the line Johnny Cash tried to walk in his personal life got tougher.
Fame was pretty hard to handle, actually. The country boy in me tried to break loose and take me back to the country, but the music was stronger. And the temptations were women, girls, which I loved, and then amphetamines. Not very much later, from running all night, you know, in our cars on tour, and the doctors got these nice pills that give us energy and keep us awake. So I was taking the pills for a while, and then the pills started taking me.
Johnny Cash's struggles with his dark side became legendary, but they never seemed to lose him any fans. In fact, they became part of his allure, songwriter Rodney Crowell.
Johnny Cash is a great combination of Saturday night and Sunday morning all rolled into one.
He is, in the end, a deeply spiritual and generous soul, as well as a man you wouldn't want to mess with, a man who has lived on both sides of the tracks. In fact, the house Johnny Cash grew up in Dyess, Arkansas, was right up alongside the tracks. It would be hard to order up a better metaphor. I'm Alice Winkler.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash died yesterday at the age of 71. And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.